Hello, my name is David Mann, and I composed the book and music for the musical Beware the Eyes of Mars. The next run of the musical will be in Fort Lauderdale in March of 2006 and will benefit kids in distress. The show was first run before a live audience in a 200-seat theater in the University of Miami in 1991. Every night of the last weekend of the original run was standing room only. Later, I went to work playing piano on cruise ships for Carnival Cruise Lines for several years, and suddenly had a lot of extra time on my hands. One night, in my cabin, I popped in a videotape that we had made of the stage show, and I had a total brainstorm. I began revising the storyline, which inspired me to write new scenes and brand new songs for the show. I recently wrote two brand new songs for the show as well. I moved to Wilton Manors in 2004 and opened a recording studio. I was looking to do music production work with some video companies when I ran into a filmmaker named Liza Traynor in summer of 2005. I was extremely excited to learn that Liza not only made films, but she made robots too. We found we had lots in common: sci-fi, robots, rock music, and that is how it all began, all over again. But only later would I realize how much more amazing and rewarding my show would become this time around, with the refined stories, new songs, and the genius of my set designers, Liza Traynor and William Villanella. But what happened next changed everything. Liza offered to film my show and create robots for it if I would restage the musical and have it benefit a charity called Kids in Distress. How cool is that? Then I realized the building for Kids in Distress is right on the same block I live on. Is that fate or what? When I went to meet the director of Kids in Distress, I went to the wrong room. But then I got to see some of the kids that they help firsthand. Later, the director gave me a DVD of their organization. And as I watched the video in my home, I almost broke down. It was sad to see these kids abused. Some of them had inherited the mother's health problems or had been abandoned. One child was thrown from a car window. But Kids in Distress, what they do is they house the kids and tend to all their health and educational needs, and they really do an amazing job there. So I got to work right away. That is why I am proud to say that 100% of the profits from the show will go to Kids in Distress. That's right. All the profits will go to the kids. We ask that you please help the kids by sponsoring our mission to Mars and beyond. If you can't sponsor the show, then please come and see the show. Beware the Eyes of Mars is a musical about alienation. The main character is an alien named Mars. Some of the characters, the alien, the android, the dumb blonde, the hippie chick, and the Vietnam veteran, and the drag queen, they all have one thing in common. They all experience the same feelings of alienation at some point in the show. Whether you are a new student at school, a tourist in a foreign country, or an illegal alien, everyone can relate to feeling like an alien at some time in their lives. You see, Mars is transported back in time into the 60s hippie culture, which is the only group that seems to accept him. So he's sort of like the James Dean of aliens. Mars meets a groovy hippie chick named Little Nicky, and together they bring peace to the galaxy. In one scene, Mars risks his freedom by going with Nicky to a sit-in for peace because he realizes he has the power to help the peaceniks. With a song, they overcome their feelings of alienation by speaking out and coming together as one family. If that sounds very deja vu, it is. The show has again become very socially relevant to today's issues. The analogy of alienation is kind of obvious, but I did not realize how much the show's theme has in common with Kids in Distress itself until recently. About the show, trying to explain a musical is really impossible because it's all about the music. It's kind of like trying to explain Little Shop of Horrors or Hairspray. You just can't. But I will say that this musical embodies everything close to my heart. The fun music of the 60s with its message of peace and futuristic vision of the space age. Sci-fi, B-movies, pop music, synthesizers, of which I have seven. The freedom to speak your mind, be yourself. The classic triumph of good over evil. And last but not least, my parents, who inspired some of the characters in the show. Yes, they were the flower children who once made ceramics and macrame and meditated. And now they are mortgage brokers and realtors and such, but that's okay. So, without further ado, Dalrysian Productions proudly presents the musical Beware the Eyes of Mars, which promises to be Broward's cultural event of the 2006 theater season. The show is rated PG. It's for adults, but it's also for kids over age 12. The alien invasion begins March of 2006, so please come see the show. If you don't see the show, the Amazon women of Mars might use their powers to enslave the Earth, and that wouldn't be good, so please don't miss the show. Visit BewareTheEyesOfMars.com and listen to new music from the show, or hear a short audiobook of the storyline to Beware the Eyes of Mars. You can even donate online. Again, that's www.BewareTheEyesOfMars.com. And please help the kids by sponsoring our mission to Mars and beyond. And as little Nikki would say,
peace and love to everyone out there.